Hello, everybody. Welcome to Klamath Tribes Podcast. I'm Ken Smith. Joining me today in studio are entrepreneurs, and they are Jade Souza and Garrett Souza, husband and wife running the business Subbed In Designs here in Chiloquin. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
And Jade, you are a tribal member.
Yes, I am.
Very good. So you've got this business now in the Hervey Building. How long have you been there?
We moved in beginning of May to run production out of our garage, and we opened our storefront on July 4th.
And how long in business were you before you moved into the storefront?
We started in our garage almost 3 years ago.
So for people who are not familiar with the business, it's printing shirts, hats. What do we call that? Apparel printing?
Custom apparel printing.
Custom apparel printing. Very Chiloquin focused.
Yes.
Klamath Tribes focused.
Yes.
You do a lot of work for the tribes, right?
Yes, we do. And also youth and community. We're in the school districts around here. And then also a lot of local businesses as well.
And as a husband and wife team, how's that working out? People say don't work with your husband and wife together because you spend too much time together. It's challenging.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. I wouldn't want to work with anybody else. One of the reasons we did what we are doing is so that we could actually spend more time together. She's a person I like to be around a lot. So,
yeah. How long have you been married?
In September, we'll be married 7 years.
Nice.
And together, 11 and a half.
Very nice. Are you tribal as well?
No.
No?
No, just born and raised here.
So let's talk about the quality of the work you do because it's really good. And what goes into making it, the equipment? You've got like state-of-the-art stuff over there.
Yes, we're trying. We got a lot of equipment. Our big printer is the direct-to-film printer, and that's the one that we love the most. We also have embroidery machines, sublimation printers, and all of them are different processes to get the end product.
Yeah, we just recently, yesterday, actually went up to Vancouver and picked up a new piece of equipment up there to help expedite our embroidery. It should help us quite a bit to get orders out a little bit quicker for people as we're learning it. Yeah.
Embroidery, that's kind of tricky, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's really cool, though, once you figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good looking when you have embroidery. It steps up the game.
Yes. It just takes 3 times longer than printing.
And with all, like, everything we've done, DTF printing, the sublimation, different things like that, it's been, there has been no mentorship for what we were doing. We've had to learn the hard way, which is typically the way I learn, is the hard way. And it's been a lot of self-taught and a lot of video watching, a lot of reading, things like that, to learn how to run this equipment, because there was nobody that, this wasn't something that we had any experience in previously. Yeah. Yep. We came from very different worlds than what we're doing now. We both enjoyed creativity. We've liked crafting. She makes regalia, things like that. And we've done that. And I've always liked to draw and things like that. And the graphic design part of it is the part that really drew me into it, is just being able to do those kinds of things to create what you see in your head, I guess, and put it and watch it come to life, and now get to see people repping those ideas, wearing those ideas on their clothing is really an amazing, cool feeling.
Where did the print idea come in? I mean, when did you sit down and say, we ought to do this business?
You know, it was actually kind of on accident. It wasn't like we sat down and talked about that. Like I said, she likes to craft and we like to do things like that. And she's seen a video one time on sublimation and making the cups, much like the one that's sitting right there beside you. And she wanted to try to make some of those. And we play a lot of competitive slow pitch softball. And the same process that goes into making the cups also goes into making jerseys, the sublimation. It's a dye thing where you actually dye the fabric, and that's a lot of the jerseys. So when she tried to make the cups, I was like, well, let's try to make some shirts. And we was just playing around. And then one of my good friends, he's like my brother, the high school head coach, James Jane, he said, hey, we ain't got no money in the program. Can you guys help us out. We don't have warm-ups. Would you try to make some? And at the point, we just had a little room at the house, just one of a spare bedroom, and we kind of set it up like that to do some crafting. And it took us about 2 weeks to make 20 shirts, long-sleeve shirts for the high school basketball teams. And so we did it, and it turned out unintentionally to be great advertising because they came out quite nice for our first shot at them. And the kids wore them all that season, and people kind of got word that we was doing stuff like that. And it kind of stemmed from there. And then we're both very curious people. And when people are, well, can you do this? We'll give it a try for you. And it just kind of led to the snowball effect of learning, you know, and we'd learn one process to another, and then, oh man, we messed a lot of things up along the way. But that's just kind of how it stemmed from there. And then we got some requests that required us to get an EIN number, and we did that. And I messed that up right off the bat, and finally figured out where we needed to be there, and we got that. And it just kind of snowballed from there into DTF to embroidery and banners, things like that. Yeah.
Being profitable?
For the most part, yeah, I really think it is. It's funded itself. We've done it debt free. Let every dollar we've kind of made there, we've rolled right back into it to grow the business. And that's one thing we're proud to say is that it's paid for itself. I don't know if we've hit quite what I would call profitable. I would say yeah, it's profitable, but it's building itself. So yes, if that makes sense.
So one of the things I'd like to ask you is about success in the business. What's the key to success? People that you work with or have helped you?
Yeah, very honestly, we couldn't be doing what we're doing now and have the success we're having without the people that have really invested in us on an emotional level into our business. And our first employee, Moni Jackson, and his wife, Tiff Rich, they have been huge in what we do. He's a local artist here, amazingly talented, and he has joined our team and been just crucial in the growth as we've entered the storefront and things like that. His wife and their kids, they come and they support us wherever we need help, and I couldn't see us being where we are without what he's doing as we continue to grow. He'll definitely grow with us, and their family will grow with us. We like the way everything flows with him, and yeah, just very much appreciate everything he has done for us. Big, him and his wife both.
How's the new storefront?
The storefront is awesome. I think one of the coolest things I've seen is we've met so many cool people in our community that we haven't met before, and we have lived here our whole lives. One of the most surprising was Robin's Reptiles. That was really neat. They raise snakes here right outside of Chilguin, and they have 80 to 90 at a time. And so they came in and just wanted some custom shirts and some tumblers. And so I had no idea that they were in the community. So we got to meet them. And then, of course, the youth, they get so excited and they want to come in and see all the things. So the support has been amazing, but it's really fun creating and having people come in and be able to talk with them and just have a space here right in Chilquin where we live out by the lake. So when we were in our garage, we didn't have that. And so it's really built our clientele as well, being right on Main Street and people just coming in. And so we've grown that way too.
And then just meeting the other business owners around here. You got Lone Star Feed Store next door and visiting with them and getting to know them. And then the candy guy.
Robert Dollars.
Yeah, they're really neat people. He does the freeze-dried candies, and they've come in and they've ordered some apparel. So through this, we've got to meet a lot of the other businesses that we might not have known really existed. Through this avenue, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's also a new bakery going in right next to you.
Yes, Turtle Loafs. Yuri runs that, and we're pretty excited to have them as neighbors. They'll be right next door to us, yep.
Switching gears, you're involved in a raising funds and rebuilding the baseball fields and softball fields in Chilliwack, which need some work.
Yes, they need a lot of work. Really an extension of the Chilliwack Schoolyard project that was done a couple years ago, where they put in the new playground. The Little League fields, those are the same fields that I grew up playing on, and it's been a couple decades. And they took out the third field as part of the schoolyard project, but Garrett and I brought Little League back to Chiloquin 2 years ago. We just ended our second season, and the fields need a ton of work. It took multiple community cleanup days and a lot of effort on our part to get them even playable. And even now, they need a lot of work. So we recently went to the school district because they own the property, and we got approval to move forward with our turf proposal that will cost $1.9 million to turf two fields, but also have upgraded bleachers, scoreboards, lights, new fencing, so that our kids really have something to be proud of and a safe place to play. That was the old mill site. So every time we drag the fields, there's nails, screws. And so we just got approval. And so now we will be fundraising to complete the next steps.
Youth sports has been something that we've, over the last couple of years have really been passionate about. Both of us coach. It started out just with our little guys. I've coached for most of my adult life, either at the high school level or the little kids, and back down to the little kids, and I'm really enjoying that. And so ourselves, Joe Jane, Jimmy Jackson, and Sammy Jackson, and a lot of different people have come together to help us make this happen. It kind of started with coaching basketball, which is where I feel like I'm a little more suited for. And then we got the Pop Warner program kind of lifted up to a good level with the help of Joe Jane leading that. And that's what season we're in now. We just started our first practice today for the third and fourth grade. This year we got third and fourth and fifth and sixth and potentially a seventh, eighth grade. We wasn't able to get enough participation with the first and second graders, but it's something we're both really, really passionate about. We were involved with the AAU basketball really significantly out of Tule Lake. They have a program going down there, so we take part in that every year, and we've got that going. And then there's also the Y Basketball League as well, as we play a lot of travel tribal tournaments with our boys, our two boys. They are 9 and 11, and both of them play. So, yeah, we're really involved in kind of the baseball field stemmed from after basketball season, happened to look down that way and see the old baseball fields, and they were in really bad shape, and drove down there and thought, you know something, we can make this happen. And my wife Jade, she supports me in my crazy ideas a lot of the times, and I mean you had to see the vision from where they were in really bad shape, but they used to be beautiful fields from back in the day. Gary Frost and Roberta Sexton and the Wrights, they built those fields originally, and man, they were beautiful. And to see them kind of working their way back to that has been amazing. And to see the kids out there playing, it's just something we're really passionate about.
When do we think the fields will be completed?
You know, we're kind of hoping within the next 2 years. It'll be a long process. We'll figure we're going to be fundraising for about the next 9 months, and then construction will begin either after next baseball season. Is kind of the goal, is to try to start that construction at the end of next spring, starting summer, and go from there. It's a really big task, but it's very doable. And the thing is we do get some pushback. That wouldn't be I wouldn't be being honest if it wasn't a little bit of that, of how are you guys going to raise that money, how are you going to do this. And my rebuttal to that a lot is I drive around to these other communities and I see the very thing I want to build in those communities, and somebody found a way to make it happen there. And I can't see any reason why we can't make it happen here. It just takes some grit, and the kids are worth it. We have some of the most athletic coaching it all these years. We have some of the most athletic kids around. I mean, just naturally gifted athletic kids. And you got an up right there, so to not invest in that, I can't see not doing that, and I think we got a lot of community sport in that.
So these will be Little League fields, or will they be also a regulation field for high school players?
So it's kind of a funny deal. So we're also working hard on, with the help of Ruben and James Jane and a few others, of getting the high school baseball team back. It hasn't existed for around 15 years now, I think. And that's been kind of a goal of ours too. And I think I'm 90% sure we're going to have that baseball team back this year. But currently, the girls softball, high school girls softball team that is coached by James, is being used. It got kind of transitioned over to the softball field. So now we have to transition it back to a baseball field, which leaves the girls not a lot of place to play. But in working on these Little League fields, they also work same dimensions and everything as a high school girls softball field. So it'll get dual purposed for that. And then there is some long-term goals out there of getting a new girls softball field built. The school district has a chunk of ground over there kind of allocated for that. And we're going to, as we progress through the Little League on up to the high school, it'll be an evolving thing to where we will focus on the high school fields as well. And I hope what we're doing here will stem some more excitement about wanting to do that as we're building it from the ground up, as far as coaching these kids and getting them ready for that high school level experience, which has been missing for a while in our high school programs.
Well, that's quite the undertaking that you're doing. And it's, baseball's America's pastime.
There you go.
Everybody loves to play baseball and softball.
Yep.
So that's going to be good, and it's good for the community, the kids, and I guess you'll be making the baseball uniforms too when it comes time. That could be a possibility. You know, we're going to need a new look.
We can get that done.
What about the fundraising itself? Anything you want to talk about? How can people help? What are you going to do?
Yes, we are going to do a couple of things. I have the list of the people who helped fund the schoolyard project. So we are going to start there as well. But we have all kinds of creative ideas. You know, a lot of people look at us like, you're going to sell a bunch of raffle tickets or do this or that. I'm going after the big money. There's a bunch of free money out there that people just want to give you, and I'm going to go find it. We're going to write letters, look for grants, and look at some of the other funders who've helped fund things like the high school field when they got turfed. The Klamath Tribes have already written a letter of support, and I will be asking them to, writing a letter for funding for the Klamath Tribes.
We will definitely be reaching out to some of the casinos that are around our area, things like that. There is several you'll see as you go to sporting events and stuff that help with that. So we pay attention to those kinds of things and look and see, and we'll be reaching out to them. We're pretty driven people. I think we'll be able to get there. We're going to give it our best shot, yeah.
But if anybody wants to donate, we will accept donations.
Yeah. The biggest thing is for us, I mean, not just even off out of baseball and working on the fields, we definitely do need more community involvement. As I've rattled off some of the names that have been coaching, you'll hear them all in the kind of the same basketball, baseball, football. We also have some other goals, but we need more involvement. We coach our kids in a lot of different sports, not just our kids, but all levels. We're not focused just on our boys' ages. It's girls. We would like to bring back youth soccer. I mean, we went to our nephew's game. He's a little guy, and I think he's in first grade, and we went to one of his games, and it was kind of funny because I watched four kids play on one team, four Chiloquin kids play on one team, and then there was like three on the other team, and that didn't make a lot of sense to me why we didn't have that here. That saves parents a lot of traveling. That saves them if we had a team there. I know nothing of soccer and actually quite enjoyed it, but I thought, well, we need to remedy that. There needs to be a Chiloquin soccer team, and so we need coaches for that, and we need people to outreach to the parents. Getting the word out has been a challenging thing for all youth sports, for getting them, getting the kids signed up. We will be starting to hang it up there at the storefront. want to get some banners made. And so people, they have to see it when they drive by. When these signups are occurring, we'd like to bring boxing back. The youth rodeo is something, talking to some people out in Fort Klamath about how we can bring that back. Yeah, we just really want to see those things for the youth here. Like I said, we just got such an amazing community, and people invested in me. I grew up in here, and there was a lot of people that put that time in, and I really enjoyed it. It made me who I am today playing those sports, and I know it did with Jade. She played some college softball and things like that, got those opportunities, and that was all due to the people that invested in her, the Tom Riches of the world, Norm Barneys and things like that, that really made a difference in being able to give back. And then we got incredible athletes here, and now they're all getting, the ones that were my age are getting older, and we'd like to see them out there giving back a little bit, and I think it'd be pretty amazing.
Sounds good. Very good. Jade Souza, Garrett Souza, joining me today on the Klamath Tribes podcast, raising money for a baseball field and softball field and running a business for printing subbed-in designs here at Chiloquin. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Ken.